But we're going to start off right now talking about what's going on, the other big event going on this week, the Management of Change Conference taking place up in the City of Brotherly Love, and the General Services Administration is trying a very different approach to collaboration. Administrator Martha Johnson wants to move away from conversation or participation to actually bringing people together to solve problems. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us from the Management of Change Conference. It's taking place in Philadelphia, and he has details on GSA's new approach.
Well, the idea is to promote something throughout GSA is this idea of a slam, or slamming people together into a room to solve a problem. Johnson describes one GSA slam that they did a few months ago around its IT modernization program led by CIO Casey Coleman.
We went to a hotel, about 70 people, including labor relations, HR, procurement, the head people across the agency, the lawyers and everything. And we kicked it off in the morning. I had said the senior leaders will be there. I had written them a note. I said, be there or be square. I said, and I'm wearing pink so that y'all know who I am and y'all can join me if you want. And so everybody didn't wear pink, but they brought in these little pink boutonnieres, so we looked like we were going to a wedding. Hokey, hokey, hokey. We were having a good time. We got together, and we spent that day sorting through how to get five of our major IT modernization bits of work done by July 4th. I had to leave to go to the Hill at one point, came back, walked in the room, and they had thought they might have to go till like 9 o'clock at night. They were worried, we don't know if we're going to get this done. They were done at 3 o'clock.
Now GSA is on course to get five things done around on its IT modernization effort much more quickly than it previously thought they could. The reason, Johnson says, is the idea of bringing the right people together, coming to an agreement on what things need to get done, and then getting it done. I mean, it seems pretty logical, but if you don't have the right people together, the acquisition people, the HR people, the lawyers, the IGs, it just makes it that much more difficult to bring everyone on the same, get everyone on the same page. Now, the idea of a slam, as she calls it, is not necessarily new. Johnson says it's actually based off an idea that she worked on when she was at GSA in the 90s, where they brought, kind of some senior-level people together. But this one is more than just senior-level people. It actually includes a much broader set of people across the agency.
How does Ms. Johnson plan to spread these slams, spread them all across GSA?
She says the first initial attempt was there's some lessons learned that can be used for future get-togethers. The first is leadership alignment. In this case, the CIO and the administrator were in agreement that the timetable to get some of these IT modernization goals done more quickly was important. It was going to be 2011. It was going to take too much time. The next is the goal itself. She says, actually, goals can be very oppressive, and you should pick some that can be done, one, in a short amount of time, and two, that will have impact across the agency. And she actually says picking a due date like July 4th gives you something to look forward to. It gives you not just a set of goals, but, okay, we got to get this done by July 4th, and then we get a day off.
Yeah,
and
right.
She kind of used that as a bit of an incentive to work towards it. She also mentioned a couple other areas of lessons learned, fearsome priorities, velocity, and what she calls the group hug. Now, each of these are very interesting. The fearsome priorities ideas here is, what are your biggest obstacles? Let's move through them. Get them out of your way. Velocity, I think that explains it in itself. Get it done quickly and be fast. Get some wins under your belt. And the group hug, I thought that was really funny because it's not the idea of actually a hug, but bringing the right people together and get them into agreement. It's one thing to say, well, we want to get this stuff done. It's one thing to say we have all this people together, but if they're in that group hug, you're connected, you're there together. Now, each of these slams will have four ingredients, she says. Technology to facilitate the collaboration, editors to ensure that the ideas keep moving and are not repetitive, obviously the wisdom of the crowds to pull the information from many different parts of the organization or the community, and then those experts to really cull through the ideas, figure out which ones could work, which ones have been tried before. Interestingly, Johnson says GSA and the government more broadly are really just at the early stages of this idea of collaboration. For years, people focused too much on conversation, but that didn't always lead to collaboration.
Later on this week, I'm moderating a panel on Better Buy Project down at Gov 2.0 Expo, and it sounds like some of the things that they've actually been doing it in as part of the Better Buy Project.
I sat next to Mary Davey, who was leading the Better Buy Project, at lunch when Ms. Johnson spoke, and I kept kind of commenting to her about, when's she going to mention Better Buy? When's she going to mention Better Buy? Because in many ways it is. That's the industry piece of this broader perspective, which, Administrator Johnson wants to bring in. This is not just an internal exercise, but an external one as well.
So, goodness gracious, my goodness, we can't get away from talking about cybersecurity. Very important issue out there. Just days away from the one-year anniversary of the White House cyberspace review. I know there was a lot of conversation about it up there.
Christopher Painter, the senior director for the White House's Cyber Coordinator's Office, gave part review of the policy document and part kind of look into the future. There were some handful of interesting tidbits that came out today from his speech. Painter says there's a person on detail now in his office working on privacy and civil liberties. Now, this is a big deal. He didn't say who the person was, but the fact is that this was a big issue, a big concern for a lot of people in the privacy and civil liberties community, that the White House made a big deal out of it and then never named anyone. Well, now we have someone, even though they're on detail, they're really focusing on this effort. Painter also says that the National Cyber Incident Response Plan will be tested this fall during the Homeland Security Department's Cyberstorm 3 exercise. Now, he expects the strategy itself to be released later this summer. Now, and he also offered more insight on another strategy that the White House is developing.
It's a strategy for secure online transactions. And when we talk about improving cybersecurity and talk about cybersecurity-focused identity management, we're really talking about improving our ability to identify and authenticate the organizations, individuals, and underlying infrastructures, like the routers, servers, desktops, and mobile devices that are involved in any online transaction. This would allow me, if I were a user, an authentication process that I'd be more confident that I was interacting with the organization I thought I was interacting with, and they would be more confident that they were actually interacting with me. Now, do you need this for everything? No, but you may need it for certain things like financial and maybe government transactions. So you allow the user a choice of how much authentication they need depending on what they're trying to do. And if you're doing this again correctly, this is a privacy-enhancing task. You are keeping people from having their data stolen, keeping them from having personal information taken, and you're making it more secure that they know they're dealing with the right people in these areas.
Painter says having secure online transactions will provide other benefits beyond the privacy enhancer. The first is the reduction of fraud and identity theft, something we hear time and again, something that's just a growing multi-billion-dollar problem. The second is it will improve customer experience because there's more services online and that are much safer. So instead of going, you just have the one thing you can do, you'll have multiple things because the secure online transaction strategy will help get to that point where people have standards and a better understanding of what it means to do to be secure. Now, he says the other piece of it is it will save money, which obviously seems to be the end goal no matter what initiatives people try to go after, because obviously less fraud and digital signatures are less expensive than using paper signatures, which I thought was fascinating. Now, Painter says the first outline that was released roughly March timeframe received about 800 comments from people in government and industry, and now they're working on actually the first draft with recommendations that should come out in June. Now, he says this will not be public for everyone, but it will be sent to certain stakeholders in government and industry. The final strategy will be signed out by the president, though he did not give much of a time frame, whether we expect 6 months or a year or when. Now, but this builds into the broader strategy that we're seeing across government, the Open ID pilot that NIH is doing, and there's several other efforts around security and identity management beyond, I think, what we've talked about a lot, HSPD-12. Now, the other area he talked a lot about was the cyber workforce. In fact, OPM is developing a new category for cybersecurity employees in government. This would be like a series, like you've heard of 1102 in contracting or 2210 for IT. This would be another series for specifically cybersecurity employees. There's several other education and training and recruitment initiatives, such as the National Science Foundation Cyber Corps, the Scholarship for Service, and obviously cybersecurity education throughout society at all levels. He gave us kind of an outline of what's being worked on, where some of the priorities are. Not maybe enough details for my taste, but, you know, I'm selfish that way. I always want more news.
Right.